Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines. Seattle is synonymous with great service, and Alaska Airlines is no exception. From helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages, Alaska does it with a smile. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
Maybe you like to practice yoga, or attend baseball games, or tuck yourself away in the library and read. In this week's Going Places, our travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco we should consider taking our hobbies and interests with us on vacation.
Matthew, it's summertime in Seattle, and one of my favorite things to do is go to a Mariners game. You're saying I should go to a baseball game in Cuba instead.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, Ed. I was there a couple months ago, and there's fireworks, there's bands, there's drums. Everybody is totally into it, incredibly passionate about you know, the Havana professional team playing Matanzas.
So we're talking this week about our own interests and translating those into trips where we can go somewhere else but do a familiar thing or see a familiar thing. What are some other good ideas that you have for people who might be looking for? And these are going to be, you know, high-end kind of exotic getaways, but a lot of fun stuff that's out there in the world to do that's also kind of familiar to us.
Well, a great example is my wife, when we travel, she'll sign up with a local yoga class and join some local people and, you know, spend an hour and a half practicing yoga with them. And she comes back and just loves it. I mean, the practice might be slightly different, but then she meets a lot of people and they'll invite us to their home. That's a great way to meet people. Also, if you love jazz, and I know a lot of you do, visit a jazz festival when you're overseas, or like in Paris is a great city for it. Every great city has a jazz festival. And go online before you go and check out where the jazz clubs are. And that is a great way for you to marry your own personal interests and passions and get to know the locals at the same time.
I have a feeling that this is going to accidentally take you off the beaten path a little bit too, that some of these might happen in London and Paris and Rome, but some of them might not. They might happen in the countryside or in smaller communities that you maybe never would have seen if you hadn't have investigated this other thing.
You know, I'm thinking about joining, like, for instance, a hiking club in Austria, a local hiking club, and you get to these little villages where you'd never found them on your own. Or bicycle clubs are huge in places like Italy or in Austria or Australia. And if you love to bike, hook up with a local club for a weekend and go on one of their weekend rides. I mean, how fun would that be?
Matthew, I probably have about 1,000 Irish relatives who would love for me to go on a bike ride in Southern Ireland. But if I don't have the time or the money to do that, I don't necessarily need to leave the country, right?
No, all these things are happening all around us. You know, if you're on a trip to San Francisco, you could contact a local yoga studio. You could contact the Dolphin Swimming Club on the bay right in the old town of San Francisco. They have this wonderful club that dates back to the 1880s that was established by some Italians. That's one of the oldest swimming clubs on the West Coast. And they allow non-members to come in and swim with them for a day. You'll meet some great characters. Another wonderful thing to do would consider doing like a food and wine walk with some locals. Or taking a local cooking class, not for 3 weeks, but just take one for an afternoon. These are popping up in every city. So just go online before you travel, check out the dates, and see what's going on in a city, and you know, have fun.
I hear you describing things that are actually pretty run-of-the-mill in terms of what they are by themselves. This isn't going to La Scala and taking in an opera. This is going to Florence and doing yoga.
That's so true. You can do all these things. They don't cost a lot. And, you know, it's just a great way to see a city, to get to know a people and to share your own personal passions with the people that you meet along the way.
Matthew Brumley, thank you as always.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew likes soccer, cycling, and kayaking, and he doesn't much care where on the globe he does it. Maybe you've had a similar experience. Tell us more about it at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.